Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Take 5 for Tefillah. I will begin discussing the specific tefillot in a few sessions, but I want to have a few more sessions about introductory ideas to tefillah. Today, let's speak about kavana, the requisite kavana, the concentration that's required for tefillah. You know, there's a discussion in many Gemaros, in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Hamad Beis, and Psachim, Kufya Dalam and Beis, Rosh Hashanah, Chav Chesam and Beis, as to whether mitzvos trichos kavana. Does deliberate intention of a mitzvah, any mitzvah, is that a condition for the fulfillment of a mitzvah? Do mitzvos require kavana? And if you don't have the proper concentration, then the mitzvah is no good. So Rabbeinu Yonah, in the first chapter of Maseches Brachos, writes that even according to those halachic authorities that say that mitzvos do not require kavana, that do not require intention, that only is relevant if the performance is an act, is a maisa mitzvah. Like, for example, when you eat matzah. So then there's a debate. Do you need to have proper kavana, proper concentration when you eat the matzah or not? When you sit in the sukkah, when you do a different mitzvahs that involve actions, so there's a debate. If you don't have the proper kavana, do you still fulfill the mitzvah? However, everyone agrees that those mitzvahs which depend on speech alone, like tefillah, like prayer, everyone agrees that they require intent. There is an apparent contradiction, a stira, within the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, writes that Mishi Spalav Lo Kivin Es Libo Yachzer Yispalel BeKavana. That if you daven Shmon Esrei and you didn't have Kavana at all, then you need to repeat the Shmon Esrei and daven again with Kavana. But im kivin eslibo bebracha rishona shuv eino tzarech. If you had kavana, if you had the proper concentration for the first bracha of Shemot Esrei, that's fine. I mean, it's ideal you should try to have kavana for the entire Shemot Esrei, but if you had kavana for the first bracha, that's fine, because at least that's the introduction, and you don't have to repeat the Shemot Esrei. However, in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Daled Halacha Tezvav, there the Rambam writes that you have to have kavana saleh, you have to have proper concentration in Shemona Esrei. And there he writes, kol tefillah she'ena b'kavana ena tefillah. Any tefillah that doesn't have proper kavana, proper concentration, is not tefillah. V'im hispala b'lo kavana, chozer mispala b'kavana. And if you dab without kavana, then you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. And here the Rambam does not distinguish between the first bracha and the rest of the Shemona Esrei. So the question is, what does the Rambam hold? In one halacha, the Rambam seems to hold that on a basic level, as long as you have kavana for the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, that's sufficient. And in another halacha, the Rambam seems to hold that you have to have kavana for the entire Shemona Esrei. Rav Chaim Brisker, there are a number of answers to this question. Rav Chaim Brisker, in his commentary on the Rambam, points out this apparent contradiction, and he explains that the Rambam probably refers to two different types of kavana. On the one hand, you should try to understand the meaning of the words. That's one type of kavana, understanding the translation of what I'm saying, the meaning of what I'm saying. So for that, if you only understand the meaning of the first bracha, that's good enough. Even if you don't understand the entire Shemona Esrei, as long as you understand the meaning of the first bracha, what the words mean, then that is good enough. However, the second type of kavana, that you have to have the whole Shemona Esrei. What's that? Kavana, that you're standing in front of God, that you're standing in front of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't have this awareness for the entire Shemona Esrei, then it's not a tefillah, that's not a Shemona Esrei. According to the Rambam, you have to have the proper concentration for the whole Shemona Esrei, that you're standing in front of God. If you only understand the meaning of the words of the first bracha, okay, that's good enough. So that's how we reconcile these two halachos of the Rambam. But now, many of us are having difficulty with kavana. It's difficult to have concentration for the whole Shemona Esrei. You should know that even though the Shulchan Aruch writes in Or HaChaim Simon Kuf Alef Seif Aleph that if you don't have kavana, then you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, the Ramah writes, V'ha'idna now, Ein Chozim Bishvil Chisaron Kavana. We don't repeat the Shemona Esrei if we are lacking in concentration. Why? Sha'af B'chazara Karavu Shelo Yechavein. Who says that when you repeat the Shemona Esrei, you're going to have any better kavana the second time around? So you should have repeated the Shemona Esrei. So this issue of having appropriate kavanah is not just a 21st century issue. It was an issue even in the days of the Ramah in the 16th century and probably even beforehand. It's a challenge to have the proper kavanah when you're doubting in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Many of the posts now with us being forced to daven at home, so now we have maybe a little more time where we can concentrate on our davening on Shemoneh Esrei and have the proper kavanah, the proper concentration. And we should, that's perhaps something that we can take upon ourselves to work on now that we're davening at home. Spend some time, at least start with the Shemoneh Esrei. For the entire Shemoneh Esrei, let's try to focus that we are davening, and we have obviously a lot to daven, that we're davening and we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of God. And little by little, start with the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Try to read the Hebrew and the English, try to understand the meaning, the words of the first bracha, and go bit by bit until we conquer the entire Shemoneh Esrei. Let's work on our kavana going forward. Have a wonderful day, everyone.